Hey, now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Mo has 2, Luke has 3, and Faith has 3.
That means that, Mo, you're in third place, so you go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, officials from blank said they'd successfully launched a military satellite into orbit.
Iran?
Yes. On Tuesday, the Senate Intelligence Committee released a report confirming that blank did indeed interfere in the 2016 election.
Russia.
Right. On Thursday, President Trump suggested that coronavirus could be cured by injecting blank.
A disinfectant.
Right, or bleach. Do not actually do this, America.
Too late.
On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister blank announced he had reached a deal to form a unity government with his rival, Benny Gantz.
Netanyahu.
Right. During an interview for the Michael Jordan documentary, The Last Dance, President Barack Obama was identified only as blank.
Former Chicagoan.
Yes. Workers at online giant blank held a nationwide sick-out to demand more virus protection.
Amazon.
Right. In what may be a first, two brothers in Florida were charged with DUI for blanking.
They were in separate cars, and no. They were drunk.
No, actually, you got it exactly wrong. They were both charged with DUI for driving the same car at the same time. Never been done before. The brothers were pulled over for reckless driving, and one stumbled out of the car after putting it in park. But before officers could get to the car, the brother in the passenger seat slid over and tried to throw the car into reverse, getting him a DUI charge as well. It's inspiring. You know what they say? The family that drunk drives together is most likely from Florida. Bill, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 6 right, 12 more points, total of 14 and the lead.
All right, I'm going to arbitrarily choose Luke to go next, because who cares?
Peter, we're having a little bit of a slow connection. If you can read these slowly, you're going to hear what sounds like me typing things into Google, but that's just the connection. Don't bother yourself with that.
All right, Luke, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the Senate passed a new $484 billion blank relief package.
Small business.
Yeah, good enough for the coronavirus. According to a report released on Thursday, U.S. blank claims have now hit 26 million.
Jobless.
Right. This week, the entire U.S. box office draw came from blank.
Online sales?
A single drive-in theater in Florida. On Thursday, late-night sketch comedy institution blank announced it would air another remote show this weekend.
Saturday Night Live.
Yes, indeed. Due to the pandemic, German authorities announced they were canceling this year's Blanktoberfest. Yes, Oktoberfest. A construction crew working in Colorado hit an underground cable on Tuesday, knocking out service to blank.
The one drive-in movie theater still operating.
No, they knocked out service to the Call Before You Dig hotline, which of course exists to mark essential utility lines before construction begins, but someone must have ignored that step, which led to a crew slicing into a fiber optic cable and shutting the hotline down throughout Denver. The city says utility crews are working to repair the damage, but without the hotline, have only so far succeeded in shutting down everyone's water and electricity. Wow. Bill, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Peter, Luke got 4 right for 8 more points, total of 11. He's in second place behind Mo.
So, how many, then, does Faith need to win?
Faith needs 6 to win.
All right, Faith. This is for the game. Here we go. On Wednesday, Nancy Pelosi delayed a planned rule change that would allow the House to blank remotely.
Vote.
Right. New polls out this week showed blank leading Trump in 3 battleground states.
Joe Biden.
Right. In an escalation of tensions with Beijing, U.S. warships entered the disputed waters of the blank this week.
Of the China Seas.
Yes, the South China Sea. Health officials in Milwaukee say at least 7 people were infected with COVID-19 after Wisconsin held in-person blanking in early April.
Voting.
Yes. A man in Indiana who was arrested for leading police in a high-speed chase in his Mustang explained he didn't stop because blank.
He didn't want to get infected by the police.
No, because he thought the troopers just wanted to race. On Monday, popular burger chain blank announced they would return the $10 million loan they received from the Small Business Rescue Fund.
Shake Shack.
Right. This week, entertainment conglomerate blank announced they were furloughing 100,000 workers.
Disney.
Yes. Tired of residents breaking quarantine, lawmakers in Indonesia have started punishing people by blanking.
Ock.
No, by forcing them to stay in a haunted house. Oh. Ghosts, specters, and hauntings play a big part in Indonesian folklore, which is why officials have started to punish anyone caught breaking a lockdown by forcing them to spend the rest of their quarantine in a haunted house. Of course, after weeks of this, a lot of people said, yeah, the undead are scary, but how's the Wi-Fi in there? Bill, did Faith do well enough to win?
Peter, Faith did win. 6 right, 12 more points, 15 is the total that wins this week.
Congratulations, Faith.
Thank you. I spent all day schooling my children and not myself, so that is quite a surprise.